Begin the current up, Masech the Sanhedrin of Test, begin the Mid Alpha, begin the Test Masech, the beginning of the Gemara, the Asher Bala Malkus. So Rashi explains the Machalik Zacham and Ramei and the Mishnah regarding Mitzvah Shemra, if it's 3 or 23, talking about where they warned the woman that she's Mechayev Malkus for what she did. They didn't warn Misa. And, okay, so it's Mechayev Malkus, Machalik is Rishmal and the Chamim, if Malkus is with 3 or 23. And that's Machalik is Ramei and the Chamim in the Mishnah. This obviously goes according to the one who holds the Makas W. Gimel and Beis, that Lav Shanit and Lazar Misa Bazin. If you have a negative prohibition that given over, that it could be punishable by capital punishment, then look in the love, you could still get lashed on it if you were warned regarding that. Now, says Taith, because obviously if you held not, then there wouldn't be Malkas in the first place. Now, Vim Meyinu Chayin Lafarish, the Malkas Shel Mitzvah Shemra, and if you'd be able to explain it by the Malkus Mitzvah Shemra, Hoy Misyashiv, so then that would make sense that it's possible that we're talking about Malkus in the first place, and that would be Machlekes if Malkus is 3 or 23. So it says in Abatim, it's a wonder. Why? Because the Mash Ma'ach, it sounds like over here, the Sabri Meir, okay, so it sounds like Rimei holds that Malkus Begimel, right? We're saying it's the same Machlekes and Malkus get 3 or 23. And Rimei is the one who says 3. Imkain, if that's the case, so then you have the following implications. Havadar's Kra, that comes out that Rimei would have to darshan the Pasuk B'tzdiku of Le'inyin Edim Zoymin, that the Laku, that they get lashes, because they come on, like the Gemara brings later on the Vyodim and Aleph, that according to Chacham, the hold that Malkus is with 3, there's the drasha of Tzdiku Tzitzadi that teaches you that it's Allah of Malkus by Edim Zeman. So by default, you're saying your mayor holds like that. Now, as the Gemara says, Mahab Meshani Maha the Parach. Now, the problem now becomes is that what would your mayor answer from the Gemara's question? Because the Gemara has a question that says, wait a second, why do you have to learn it out from there? You can learn it out from typically Lisana. It's a negative prohibition of the Torah, not to say false testimony. And the Gemara answers, which does not work for a mayor. You cannot answer the Mishnah like Gemara answer later on, because, oh, you don't get lashes for something that doesn't have action attached to it. You still get lashes. The whole Rimei Gomar Perikam of the Makas. Rimei learns out in the first Perikam of the Abdalma Beis. They didn't say Min Loikim Mishalmin, that Mammon, that the false witnesses that they have someone done to them, they get lashes and they have to pay the money. And we know this Mi Moitzi Shemra, from the Lachas of Moitzi Shemra. That's also Loikim Mishal. So according to him, that you could say that, obviously, you are getting Malkus and Lavashim and Meisim, as Mitzvah Shem is getting Malkus for his deeper, for his speech. So, Vachanami, the Gomar, Linda Leiken, so you see that you get lashes, Avakav to have a Lavashim by Meisim, even though it does not have an action attached to it. So, how are you going to answer the Gomar's question, why don't you learn that from Leisana? And Mechitim would begin to say, oh, that Mishana, he would have answered, Mishum, that will have Shanit and Lazarus Mizbezdin. That, you can't get lashes because you could have gotten a more severe punishment. It has to be the death penalty. No, Chodah, first of all, the Islay, he holds the Loikin Lab, that you do get lashes, that Lafis Rasar Bashi, exactly what Ravashi is saying over here, as we just established in Adir Maskal Taisis. But more of a Remeir Islay, Azar Leidim Zaymin, Remeir holds that there's the warning for. Edim Zem is Mikra Achrina from a different pasuk, Perikam in the Makas, which is also over there, and so obviously it does not hold like the Chacham. He learns that from La Yisifu 8. So says Yisham, what you could say is that the Avagav the Gomer Edim Zem in Mitzvah Shemra, which the premise Taisus had in this question, says no, you're right. Although he learns Edim Zem in Mitzvah Shemra, but actually Hanamili, that was only Leinyan, only regarding a specific thing. That you don't expound that Kedei Rishasai says, oh, you only chayav for one, Rishasai, in the singular, and not for two things. That's what I'm saying, no, that's to say that you're like a mashalim. And Ela Makmin Allah Ladrasha Achriti, that to say that you don't darshan Kedei Rishah say for that. Rather, he said, no, you could be chayv for more than one thing. He used a different drasha like the Gemara says, Be'el Nazik, Subhazav, Lamebez, Mebez. So it's on regard that he's comparing the two of them. Abu Gabi, hi, but regarding this principle, that we're discussing, Elav the Golik Kra, the Loki, if not for the Pasuk having revealed, it would have gotten lashes, Elav Gamin, then we would not have learned that out. And the reason is, given the Chsiv Lasais, since it says Lasais, so it says Kashazam Lasais, which the Darshin Mina, Be'elin Alekin, the Sigmar Makat, the Gimel Beis, learns often that we in Lav Shesh Bermaisa. That you need to have a negative prohibition that has an action tied to them. If that's the case, even according to Reb Meir, you need a specific gilui from Yitzdiko to teach you that Eidim Zayman do get Malkus. So that so that's what's saying regarding Eidim Zayman getting Malkus and Labshem Maisa. If not for the Pasuk that was revealing that, even Reb Meir would say you don't learn from Yitzhak Shemra. Because what's written by Eidim Zayman is Lasais, which sounds like there has to be a Lav Shesh by Maisa. Additionally, says Taisis, Inam Yeshem, what you can say is the Mitzvah Shemra Gufay, that actually Mitzvah Shemra itself, that you get Malkus, Loi Nafkalon, the Loki, you don't learn out that the lashes, El Mabo, Vahoyim bin Hakois, Hardrasha. That's a special limud. It's the, as the Gemara Kedam Perignar, like the Gemara says, so is that Mevav Meralf. Laman no be Yisru, Mevav Yisru, be Yisru Meben, or Muben, Mevahoyim bin Hakois, Hardrasha. That it's a whole process that we learn out as Gzeir Shavam to say that there's Malkus. But if not for the fact that we reveal over here that there's Malkus and Lav Shem B'Maisa, we would not have known that Mitzvah Shemra gets Malkus, and Behechach that also according to Reb Meir, you would need that limud too, that because of it's only after you make Gzeir Shavam the Pesukim and the Kasa. They say regarding Eidim Zayman that just like over there is talking about Malkus, also regarding Mitzvah Shem is Malkus. So therefore, it Rami obviously does need that Josh. Thanks, Tais Mas. To begin with the Gemara, Loiba Shlish Lahakalalav El Hachmalav. The third aid is not coming to be lenient on him, but rather to be stringent on him. So, what that means to say is that what's the need of saying if two is good for sure three? To say that if the Hazama happens, third one's also going to be killed. So Taisa explains, Adir Reb Shimon Koi. This is going on what Reb Shimon says, Tiktorin Perik Kamad Makis, Torin the first Perik, Makis of Haman Beis, Le'el Mahach. Before this, it says over there, Reb Shimon Oimer, he says, Mashnaim, well, what is the Pasuk teaching? What do we find by two in the dog and they don't get executed at Shiyash Neim Zaymin until Hazam is done to both of them? So too, three is also only till Hazam is done to all of them. And that Rabbi Kiva says, Jair says, Apishleisha, it's coming to be Machmer, not to be lenient. Now, Omotzi Lameima, now you could say the Polygon Rabbi Shimon, that he disagrees with Rabbi Shimon, is really, and he holds the Narogin that actually. No, the third one will get killed. We're going to be machmer on him, like the Divrei Maaseh Taisa is saying. Av b'she'in shlashim zaymin. Even all three don't have a zaman done to them, because the Ketzabi holds the inla hakashleish l'shnayim lin zeh. You can't compare three to two regarding this point, because the kim dechsev since it's in the pasuk b'asisim lein dvarim yotaz v'asisim l'kasha zamam. You should do it him like they plotted. Rizam b'shnayim. So two of them plotted, Shish Koch Bidim Laharik B'fnei Atzmon, they have their own power on their own to go ahead and execute. So they didn't need the third one. And so if that's the case, since two of them have a Zama, so that's enough. And they don't need the Hazama of the third one. And that's where he disagrees with Reb Shimon, and he'll still get killed with them. Now, B'kontras, Perish B'makas, Rashi with Masechta Makas explains, what does it mean, Le'ba Shlish L'Hakalav, that the third one's not coming to be lean on him? The Lahak love, because it was coming to be leaning on him, that then for that Leitzarach Kra, you wouldn't need a pasuk. It says in the pasuk, "Behind the aid sheker ha'aid, behold the false witness is testifying." The mashmah that sounds like kol ha'edus, that's the whole testimony. Behind the rogan that you wouldn't be executed. Actually, use mekulan to hazam done to all of them. So therefore, Leibah Kasis, what the pasuk coming to say when it says three, Elahak love coming to be stringent on him. And that's what the purpose of it is coming to say. And don't say that since it would have been with Adam, that you don't do Hazama. But don't explain that the pasuk is not coming to be, what Rebbe Akiva means to say is that that it's only coming to be lenient, great to just that, but only also to be stringent on him. And that is that even though Rebbe Shimon agrees that when you do Hazama to all of them, the third one also gets killed, that's only when that is. Meaning, although Rabbi Shimon agrees, the Shlashtan, the Rogan, all three get killed. When they say the Kishabah B'Tech Kedei Dibur, if each one came within 2 or 3 seconds after the previous one, the Fashas Gemara, like the Gemara explains over there. Abu Kiva held, Shenanish, you get punished, Avagav Shabbat Achkach, even when you come after that. And the proof of this would be that Menokat Nitfal, that his wording sounds like that he's secondary to the ones who sinned. Sounds like that he's not testifying with them. And that's what Tosfos says, no, don't explain like this. Because Akiva this Rebbe Akiva, since Rebbe Akiva holds of Hekesha, of this Hekesh, of the Ach, that meaning of the 2 to 3 Adim, that Ach Yushlashtim Zaymin, until all three have Azama done to them, Bevobavas Achas, when they come at the same time, so Bevoz Zechazeh, Nami Kishim. So, logical that even when they come one after the other, we're comparing 3 to 2. And Lahachi for this, Kechidamakash Lenin La'anish Kamaisim. Just like we're comparing the punishment like them. So, just like by two, that each one. The testifier is Acha Kedei Dibur of the other one is not considered as one testimony. So regarding three, they would have to testify to Kedei Dibur, just like we're saying that the three gets the punishment like the two. So too, the way they testify has to be the same as the two. Next test at the beginning was the Gemara Bezman Shehistri Behen. So the Gemara begins Machlis Rebbe Yisi and Rebbe in Masechtas Makos regarding three that testify, and one of them turns out to be a Karva apostle. According to Rebbe Yisi, the age is the apostle on Bedin Nefash, Bedin Mamanus, you'd make with the remaining two. According to Rebbe, even Bedin Mamanus, it's going to be a bottle. Rebbe adds on to say, Bedin Nefash, when we say bottle, only if the Karva apostle warned the sinner, and then he combines. But if only two warned, Karva apostle was there and he's quiet, he would not combine. Because if not, what would two brothers and one kosher do? If they saw someone killing someone, then they wouldn't be able to testify. So this Tais is Mefarsh Perikam of the Makas. The Gemara in Makas Avav Medalef explains that Hachamin and Luhu, that this teaching is, we tell them to verify this idea that. Did you come to testify? Did you just come to look? And that is, and if they say, we came to testify, then if one of them turns out to be a relative or invalid witness, it doesn't matter, then the testimony is invalid. But and if they say, well, I just came to look, then that's what this is like, what are two brothers supposed to do? Because the guy just happened to see? That should not be a flaw. That's how the Gemara explains over there what he's saying over here. It says, Taisis, the Nir Lari appears to the Ri, the Mishumshin is Gavnu Lahoyin, that actually, that just having in mind to testify, Loim Rinan, we still wouldn't say Nimtzechim and Karb Apostle, that if one of them turns out to be a Karb Apostle, Edus and Matel, that their testimony would be invalid. El Kishaholchin Me'idin, Kulim Bebezin, only when they all go and testify in court. I'm Shimri Iluchud, but just for what they saw, Shin is Gavnu Lahoyin, that they had in mind to testify, Loim then, no, that wouldn't apply, because the Ilay Tamach, if you don't say this, Kol Gittin, and every divorce document, because nice, but if they correct my psulim, when you give it in front of the relatives who are there, let's say, show support, or those which are invalid, ye psulim should automatically be invalid. If one of them had a mind, which some have the gears to add on, lahayit to testify, I'll leave the Rebbe according to Rebbe, and Rebbe is according to Rebbe, said, for lahayit kavan, even if he did not have a mind, as we quote him in our Gemara, just by seeing. So that wouldn't make sense. It must be that it's only together with the fact that they come to testify. Now, behind the comments of this, they always say, "Ma'yasu beizachim." Well, what should two brothers do? What do you mean? Vadish yuchem lasak. What do you mean? Of course, they could remedy it. Shleichu shneim lahayid. Just don't have both of them to go testify. So on that says, "Taisa says you're right." But at times, shleiyod zebizeh, that one brother won't know regarding the other one. Biyod echad, and one will testify. Af b'sheid achiv, even though his brother already testified, kara bebezin, Even though the second one is testifying after Kedeidib, the amount of time it takes to say Shom Lech Rebbe. However, it doesn't betail, still the testimony would be invalid. It definitely applies to compare this thing where we say Shleish Leshnaim 3 to 2. Even when it's one after the other, because Kim Nevshasri Iyah Roin Yachad, since when they saw together, Miskab Nahoid, they had a mind to test. Well, the Kachid is a tale, if the testimony would be invalid, I feel Yid Zechaze, even if the test is one after the other. Avgav Delin Shlosh and Zayman, even though regarding all three being having a Zama Lehukshu, they weren't Nakapid, El Kshayidu, Vetech Ledibur, as we said in the previous days, only if they testified together. Because the Hasam over there has Zama, that's Mishas Ados Edim Kasi, that's coming from when they actually say the testimony. And if it's fundamentally different. Now, even though the Gemara of the Makkas asks, oh, well, wait a second, Harig Yatzel, let the victim save, because, wait a second, he saw and he's invalid to testify, because he's related. Wait a second, but I thought it's only if he goes to testify in court. So the story says, Hanamili, you're right. That was only said Mikara in the beginning. The Gemara did not yet understand to entertain the Yakum Dover. Is been mekayim dibra kasam daba that's but all of a sudden the masik, but when the gemara comes out yokim dibra be mekayim daver, in other words that the gemara originally thought that it's talking about only on those who actively testify, but the maskana of the gemara is that's how the gemara darshins that I mean the gemara originally thought that anyone. And then they say, no, it's only by those who end up doing the testimony. So therefore, leitzrichi l'shnuyei kamoi. When the Gemara comes out, that you don't need any more the answer that is talking about that the victim was, the Gemara originally answered, matin harug, that we're excluding the victim, vaharig, and the murderer, miyokum daver, from Yakar Dava, the Be'inat Sheyelchu L'Kayim Dava Bebezin, that because, like we said, you need to have it that the ones who are validating the court. And so you don't have to say anymore that he was from behind, never didn't see. No, we excluded simply because of Yakum Dava, and you need to have that whoever's doing is actually going to court to be considered witnesses on that. Now, similarly, actually, V'chein, so too later on, the Hlam Dalam Abbas, they have a similar idea, says the Re. In Eid Nasadayin, regarding when we say that a witness cannot become a judge, near the Re appears to the Re, the Davka be'ed ha-meyed, specifically, and this is similar to what they were just saying, regarding a witness that actually testified, in Eid Nasadayin, then that witness cannot become a judge. I'm the Skamalah, but if he just had a mind to testify, like, then we would not say that. Because the other time at the Eid Nasadayin, because actually this halacha that a witness cannot become a judge, near would seem as one of two reasons. Either because to be in the Eid Shat Yechal Azim has to be testimony that could be having Hazama done to it. Now, Bekimish Eid Ma'atzim done, and now if the witness themselves are the judges, they're not going to want to accept Hazama on their own testimony. So obviously it's invalid testimony because he cannot come to Hazama. Because there's a buzzing Dvaram Yotez, well, understand Nosha Vakaymer, which is Shnei Anoshim, the two men, Eloh Eidim, those are the witnesses. Eloh Lefnei Hashem, Refat Hashem, Eloh Dionin, those are the judges. That is the Be'in that need to have. She Yudah Eidim, Lefnei Adionin. The witnesses should be testifying in front of judges that the Loishiba Asmin Dionin, that they themselves will not be the judges. Now, Ba'anach Taimi, Loishayichi, Eloh. Now, these two reasons only apply. Be'eid Amed Bepir, by a witness actually testifying with his mouth. V'imiskam Lahoyed, and not if it just had a mind. And therefore, you see the same idea would only be relevant, both reasons, only if it's an actuality, not just with a desire. And Balikapir Rabbeinu Shmuel, not like the Rashbam, Shapir's Bama that he explains in general, there's a Baba Basakov, Gimel Mabez, the Master Gimel Shanichnasush, and the Skam Lahoy, that if you just had a mind to testify, I mean, I'm already saying the Nimtze Echad man, Grav Apostle, that if one of them is found to be relative or invalid, it doesn't tell their testimony is invalid. Obviously, we're saying not like that, just wanting is not. So to regarding Shein and Asadayan, same thing would be regarding that. Same ideas that you can't be a judge is also has that same type of limitation. Now the truth is the diktik, really the where Rabbeinu Shmuel is coming from is coming from the Gemara later on the Vlam Dalma base.
that Shleisha Shenichnesu Levaka Sachela, three people come to visit a sick person. Mashba sounds like Davka Shenichnesu Levaka, because they had a mind just to visit, then they didn't have a mind to testify. That's what I mean. That's what we say. Rotsu, if they want, no Eisen Din, they can make a judgment. But if the Diuk is, but if they had a mind to testify, Ein Eisen Din, that they cannot do a judgment. That's where he's coming from. But says Taisus, that's not true. Moreover, says Taisus, but in the really didactic. Moreover, the Reese is to analyze and be precise that the Leim Rinan, that we don't say Ein Eid Nasadayim, we don't say this halacha that a witness cannot become a judge. Like we're saying, Eid Amed, only the witness who actually testified. Why? If you don't say this, then Kash the Bruder of Yehuda, you have a contradiction in the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because the Beperikam of the Makkas, in the first Beperikam of the Makkas, the Vavim and Aleph, Pasuk Rabbi Yehuda rules, halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that what? The Briya Ba'alma, we're just seeing something. Nasa Eid. A person becomes a witness. Av Pishin Mechav Lahar, even though he did not have a mind to testify. Now, that would mean if he's a Karv apostle, the Eidus would be totally batal. At the same time, Rebu the Kamar and Baba Zdav Kofi Gimla Beis, he says, Gabi Gimla Shenech Nusul Lavaka Zachayl, in that case, when the three people come to visit the sick person. So the halach is, we say, Rots, if they want no Eisen Din, they could be a Bez. Question is, Vamai, but why? Habari Ba'alma, once he saw what happened, Nas Eid, automatically he's an Eid. And then I thought, Ein Eid Nas Adayin. Well, obviously, it's not. It's only if he actively comes to testify. Voy Morbel Ha'i Perish, that if you say Eid cannot become a Dayin, even if he does not actively testify. So, Lesley L'Rab Yesi, then come out that according to Rabbi Yesi, who holds that just with seeing, without intent to even testify, if one of the Karma Apostle, the Eids would be bottle, and you don't have to actually have a mind, would come out, like, hey, you run into the problem that, okay, according to him, Eid can never become a Dayan, so then we don't have the principle, like, Shmei Gidol Mir'iyah, that, hearing should not be any better than seeing, because that person who saw cannot judge. Even now, in the testing in front of him, he could judge, but it comes out that seeing is better than hearing is better than seeing. But you don't have this loy be'edus achaydish on Roshon of Chofheim and Beis. The Berush Leisha Bein Bezdin. When you have three saw and they're a court, so you say let two of them stand and you have one of them go to the and you have the one of them go and two come with that one and they testify in front of him. They say Makudish Makudish. So the Gemara asks, well, wait a second, why can't they themselves say Makudish? Because the klal is Shleitei Shmigidel Mir'iyah. But if they can Kaddish based on the hearing from others, to show they can Kaddish based on their own, so the Gemara says, oh, they saw it at nighttime and that's not Ri'iyah. And so to believe Sanhedrin, neither is this the case by Sanhedrin. Ve'echad shehargas nefesh, when someone killed someone, shiru they saw, af b'shiru b'yayim, that even if they saw it by the daytime, we say we say teishmigedel mir'iyah. So it sounds like no one disagrees on that. But according to what the Gemara is saying, comes according to Bisi, that's not true, even when the Re'iyah was by daytime. But, says Taisus, Umiyu, near the Rajba, it appears to the Rajba, Nahandale Pirchaninu. These are actually not valid questions. And the truth is, because the Re'iyah is according to Bisi, Al Karchuch, obviously, less Leishias Eid B'Re'iyah, that does not become a judge. It does not become a witness based on just seeing something. And the truth is, v'afilu yoyed lebesayif, even if he testifies at the end, because Rabbi Yesi who the Amr, Rabbi Yesi is the one who said, "Achiyu pishnei edim masrim boy," until you have two witnesses, you're not going to be executed until you have two witnesses who warned him. And Kedam B'Samach, like the Gemara actually shortly says, and just like two cannot testify on Ken Hishaba unless they warned him, same thing is when you have three that testify. So obviously, it's only warning someone that's actively coming as an aid. And Amo Isin Yichashuv Eidim, they're who are considered as witnesses. Aval Hashar, but rest can't even be witnesses. And that's how it appears that Dem Huzmu Kulon, that if Hazama happens to all of them, that the ones who didn't warn would not be executed, because Lemahan is our disciple, Lesadusa Dachrini, because their testimony is not effective without the testimony of the others who warned him, because a testimony without warning is not even included as Eidus at all. And Balaim Rinon Nimtzech Mekarv Apostle, and we don't say this invalidation of one of them being relative or invalid. El Baisan Shehisru, only the one that actually gave the active warning. Now, Vahodah Kamar Rebbe, this is what Rebbe says, Bizman Shehisru Behen, that the Eidus is bottle only when they warn them. So, Lama Shem Rebbe Yisrael by Hisru, not because Rebbe Yisrael does not require a warning, because the Akati Tfeimer Rebbe by. To the contrary, if anything, actually, Rebbe Yisrael needs more than Rebbe. Because the Rebbe, according to Rebbe, when this Kavan Lahod Ba'amasagi, when you have in mind just to testify itself, that itself is enough, as it's obvious in the Gemara there in Makkas. Where Rebbe says by Rebbe that if they had a mind to testify, they're ready bottle. Whereas Rebbe Yisi by Asram Mamash, Rebbe Yisi actually requires actual warning. And Eladin Mamnis Asla Sufi is only coming to add on a monetary case. And that Rabbi Yisi holds that you don't have the halacha of Nimtzei Karv Apostle Eidus Metela. Where the contrary Rebbe, that would be also by Din Mamnis. But by Din Afash, everyone agrees that you have to have Asra. Now, says Tosis further, says, Behod the Mash Mahacha, this is it sounds like over here. That Rabbi Yisi Briya Ba'alma Aminan, that according to Rabbi Yisi, even just seeing, you say Nimtzei Karv Apostle Lechulu, and that we see from the Ka'amar, from the fact that the Gemara says the Kamifikli B'puk the Rebbe Rebbe Yesi, and we explain that the Machlik Zemin and the Chaman HaMishnah that Rebbe Meir holds, that Rebbe Yesi, that this is bottle even when there's no warning of the Pasal, and Chaman hold that, like Rebbe, that you do need to warn. So on that says Tesis, Hainu B'ma Shenechelku B'mishnah Zu. That's what Ravina means to say is that that it sounds like from this Mishnah, that Machlik is Rabbi Yisi and Rebbe, and that's how you could explain Machlik to Meir and the Chachamim. But the truth is, I'm going to take Mishnah Acheres, yes, Lomit, but actually from another Mishnah you could learn out that actually the Rabbi Yisi says, the actual Rabbi Yisi does require a warning. And Hashem, Rabbi Yehuda Pasuk, Legamak, Rabbi Yisi, and maybe Rabbi Yehuda, we could explain now, in Malchus, totally paskins like Rabbi Yisi, and therefore regarding Shleisha Shnitz Lubakas Achela, they could become judges because of Rabbi Yisi. It's not enough just to see, like we explained. Or Inami, another part you could say is Le Pasikav say, truth is that he only paskins like Rabbi Yisi El B'may Dekama only regarding what he said of Bedin and Mamanis, that regarding monetary law, that there we say that the Eidus is not bottle, rather Tiskayim Eid the Mishar. That the testimony should be about with the rest. Great, only on that point does he hold like them. But Kavanas Eidus, but regarding the intent of the witnesses, on that subject, Rebbe could say he holds like Rebbe. Now, moreover, by the Kama B'Makas, this that Rabbi says in Mesatas Makas, the Heicha Mino Luhu, that how do you tell them the Rebbe Koy? That's going according to Rebbe, but according to Rebbe Yisi, it's not enough. We're having kavana for Eidus. Chemuchach, and that's actually how it's obvious, the comment that the Gemara says over there, that Iyamri, if they say, Lemechzas, and we came just to see, Mayasu Shneach Mechulu, well, what should they do in a situation with the two brothers and someone else that's kosher that saw someone kill someone? Which, Vochei Pershin, this is what it means to say. Hechamrin Lohu, how do they tell them? Valkarcha Chasra Labdavka, because obviously, that we have to say that you don't really need the Hasra. And the reason for that is because the Bedin HaMamon is L'Shaykh Hasra. That Rebbe says, Allah Bedin HaMamon, and you don't need Hasra over there. Avada, rather, obviously, that loy bayi ella shenedah sheniskabnu lahoy, that it's enough that you know that they had a mind to testify. And that's what Rav is coming to explain, that v'hecha amrin lahu v'chulu, how they telling to them, that is to ask them, oh, for what's the reason that they came.